Hello, friends. Welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of BBS Radio 1. And I want to thank Don and Doug so much for their fantastic help. They're always great, and I always love working with them. Out of This World Radio, the purpose of Out of This World Radio is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. This is my Spanish version of the show. My wonderful friend, Teresita, was translating my show up until a couple of weeks ago, and she got busy as a school teacher and couldn't help me anymore, but I appreciate her help so much. She's been faithfully translating my show for the past year. And if there's anyone out there who'd like to volunteer to help me translate my show into Spanish, please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. That's 509-750-9793. And I'd really appreciate your help. Today's guest is Christopher Macklin. He's a fantastic medical intuitive. He does a lot of great work for people. He has, he's been in touch with benevolent extraterrestrials for a long time. And I really enjoy his work. What I'll do is like to go ahead and we can play his interview now. And then I'll come back in about 50 minutes and we can talk again for some more. So one of the things he says is that the mRNA component of the SHOT program currently being done around the world changes people's bodies so much that the soul can't live in their bodies anymore and they leave. And people as a result become become robotic automatons. But we'll get into this now. So Don, if we could go ahead and play his interview and then I'll come back in about 50 minutes to talk about what he said. Thank you so much for your help, Don. I appreciate it. Hello, friends. I've got a fantastic guest on today named Christopher Macklin. And Christopher is a fantastic energy healer, and he does all kinds of other things. He's had contact with benevolent extraterrestrials, and he really has a golden heart to help people. And with that, Christopher, thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Yay, Ted. Thanks for having me. Bless your heart.
Good. Tell us a little bit about your work. I mean, there's a lot of things we could talk about today, but let me ask you first, what would you like to start off with today?
I don't mind. I mean, you know, there's a lot of manipulation in the world, mind control, and, you know, people getting mixed up with the vaccines, the shedding, and, you know, and it's just kind of crazy. We do a lot of work around this because mm-hmm. It kind of it's related to Morgellons disease, which had been around for, you know, 30-40 years, and right. I've been working on Morgellons or nanotechnology for about 14 years, you know, and it's really damaging to the body, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that they put in graphene and nanobots into the shots now, and also some of the companies now are putting in nanobots into the and graphing into the chicken and beef and cornflakes too. Kellogg's is putting nanobots into cornflakes and Cheerios and all kinds of other products. Why do you think they're doing this, and for what purpose do you think they're doing it? Not for our health.
Oh, it's definitely not for health. I mean, this, you know, truly, it's a bioweapon. You know, if you look at the contents of it, it's not a vaccine at all. A vaccine normally, you know, you have an element of the original bacterial or viral infection. Now, we have a virologist with us. I don't really know this, but they did a test, 500 laboratories throughout the world, 1,600 aspirates, you know, like bits of mucus and snot and whatever, you know, and they did an isolation study, a gold standard isolation study. Every single lab did it. Every single lab found the same thing. And that was influenza 1 and 2. And that's with COVID people who have died, you know. So shows you that, does the thing exist? Probably not, you know.
Probably not, yeah.
I mean, you think the lab would, the labs would find a SARS-2 element or something. So they didn't. They isolated it, looked for HIV, they looked for everything. Nothing right. Except influenza 1 or 2,
right.
Which is a coronavirus. So,
right.
That means it doesn't exist. Oh, mm-hmm. So why are people getting so sick? It's my opinion, you know, twofold. One is that, you know, with mind control, it affects the immune system. And, you know, everyone's scared to death. And so thymus and spleen. So, of course, the flu gets halty and it becomes really bad. You know, people die of the flu every year.
Right.
So that's one thing. But well, the other thing, I think, and that this is before the vaccine, you know, 5G technology is really damaging to the body in terms of it makes the body detox very quickly and makes you very sick. And so you get the kind of same symptoms. Mm-hmm. So, and this is like, say, virologists, PhD virologists. We've got one, you know, he's actually coming for dinner tonight. And we've also got a world-leading toxicologist, an industrial toxicologist. She's been working on nanobots and everything else for 14 years. And she's been showing up to, legal cases to prove that this stuff exists. Of course, you know, when you mention Morgellons, well, the CDC is only just recognizing Morgellons right now. They used to think, oh, you're just nuts, go to a psychiatrist. Well, you know, so it's important to understand what is in the stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I think to understand what it's doing to the body, because everyone's taught about spike proteins. Yeah, the spike proteins, all of them. You know, the Pfizer one, the Moderna one, and Johnson & Johnson. I always tell people, by the way, Johnson & Johnson are good at Swiffers, but I'm not quite sure about, you know, again. It's just what it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they've put spike proteins, HIV microproteins, and they've put those in there. Yeah, uh-huh. HIV uh-huh. microproteins, which can turn into HIV, but it doesn't necessarily if it doesn't damage your DNA. I want to explain this because I think it's really important. So it's covered with polyethylene glycol to stop the immune system, which is a microbial, stop the immune system from attacking it. And then it obviously dissolves. Now, PEG, polyethylene glycol, it's antifreeze. Is that good to inject your body? Let me see. Probably not. So, you know, that's another thing. So now you've got these spike proteins, you've got HIV microproteins, you've got antifreeze. Yay. And then there's another part to it, which not many people talk about, which is hydrogel, graphene oxide, and also the nanotechnology. Why do they put it in hydrogel? Again, you know, deliver it, stops the immune system from actually attacking it, and then it allows it to get in the cells and do all its work. So obviously the spike proteins, some of these DNA, the DNA change, you know, people think RNA and DNA are different. They're not. They're all the same. RNA is linked to DNA, is linked, you know. Sure. And so the DNA changes from transposons, or they call it, in quotes, jumping genes from all this stuff, actually changes the DNA structure of the cell, and it can actually jump. What I mean by jumping genes, it can actually, if you have intimate relations with somebody, it can pass through, and it can pass through the generations as well. So,
oh wow,
you know, it's kind of worried. But sexual contact.
It can be a permanent change for people, in other words, in their DNA structure.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, from generations to come. Not so.
Wow.
Now, the other thing about the DNA part, I want to talk about this first, then we'll look at the nanotech after, because that's a whole different ball game. Doing, sure. You know, it's right. Not good, but, you know, it's what it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to get scared by this. We do have a solution. I'm going to tell you how it works. But so... So what happens with the DNA change is that think about this from a spiritual aspect, the soul, you know, when you're born, your DNA is compatible with your soul. There's a light body element which is connected to everything. So what happens if you change that DNA? The light body element in there of the DNA changes. So your body's not compatible with the soul. So for what I see, what's happening is people's souls are kind of lifted out on an umbilical cord because they can't sit in the body. So, you know, if you've noticed, when people take the vaccine, they become like a little bit vacant and not quite with
it.
You know,
I've seen that. Yeah. There's been French psychics. I read about their study months ago, Christopher, where they found that the soul was separating from the body. And then the Pleiadians gave me a message 2 weeks ago that the soul separates from the body in a prescribed form. First off, 92% is there. Of your soul is there right after taking the shot. Before the shot, 100% connected to the soul's connected to the body, then 92%, then 78%, then 52%, then 38%, then 19%, and then you become a zombie because your soul is no longer connected to your body. That's how they said that it's alien technology.
Absolutely. And why do they want to do that? It's really simple. If you look at archons, archons float through dimensions. They have no body. They're energetic. So what it does is allow some entity to possess the body without getting attacked by the soul because it's out. It can't get back in because their DNA is incompatible, you know. So,
oh my God.
So that's one thing. And the Archon Covenant comes from the Rockefeller, you know, the Archon Covenant is make them sick, you know, give them pills and put them under stress with lots of debt, and you know, that's the Archon Covenant, which is whatever, you know.
Right.
Is it washing for me? Absolutely not. But you know, so we'll come back to that. So let's talk about the nanotechnology, which is really important. So what are these particles? These particles are really interesting. They're made up of different material, nylon 36, nylon 33. They've got a particular type of off-planet, first of all, black goo, which is the tall grey technology. They bought it from their planet. It's got a consciousness. And they've also got a metallic element in them, which is also off-planet, where it can actually switch dimensions. Now, I know this because I've been working on Morgellons for a long time, and one of the problems we had with getting this stuff out of the body is that I've got a thing called space-time continuum. It's very different, very electrostatic. What it does is break the molecular structure of the nanobots down to benign for the body. It took way too long, but anyway, that was the old protocol. Mm-hmm. Now, think about this. If it's interdimensional, if you apply the energy to your body, it could just switch dimensions. Well, nothing's touching me. And then you stop and they come back in again. Oh, it's not touching it. So I was looking for a methodology to get around this so they could lock them into a healing modality where they can't hide in a different dimension. But these things, again, you know, of course, they transmit and receive frequencies. That's why shedding, you know, you can get frequency transmission because they link to the internet through graphene oxide. Graphene oxide will link to them and create like an aerial within your body. So it's transmitting received frequencies. That's why it's becoming polarized when it's in the body, because you can stick a magnet on different parts of your body and it sticks. So you're transmitting received frequencies. They can monitor your heart rate. They can monitor, you know, your brain activity. They can monitor you whether you had sex or not, whether you're in bed, you know, asleep. They can monitor everything in the body, you know, kind of pretty crazy, really, but that's what it does.
Right, right.
And so these nanobots are in the body, and like I said, they've got all these different types of material, you know. The nylons, you know, it's like a shirt is nylon 9, you know, but that's why people get plastics coming out of the skin and different things with Morgellons disease, because of the, you know, the elements of those, plus it's got a crystalline structure. So it's quite a complex thing, but these nanobots can actually grow because they're bound with a thing called beryllia, which is a spirochete lime. So they're actually, it's weird, they're biologically alive. You know, when I first learned about these things, I spoke to, you know, this PhD lady, you know, world-leading toxicologist, and I said, I'm overwhelmed. This is live, dead stuff, you know. It's alive, but it's got no soul. So it actually feeds off your energy.
Oh, wow.
So it can grow into weird looking bugs and things like that, you know. That's a concern, of course, because Morgellons, you know, you can get like wasp-type creatures walking out your skin. It's crazy.
I've heard that the Chinese blue masks, too, contain Morgellons disease, AI.
Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and again, if you put them in warm water, you know, you start to get these wormy things growing. And you're like, oh, this is nuts, you know. And of course, the PCR test, it also has nanotechnology. Yep. Put it up the nose, you know, these things become active and get into the brain. And
right.
So there's a lot of things hitting us at the moment. Mm-hmm. So people go, oh, God, what do we do now? Well, it's interesting. I mean, you know, all these things called, what we're seeing is blood clots, clots of the brain, microclots in the lungs, you know. I've had number of people have died, you know, it's just what it is, you know. So it's important to recognize it and do something about it. One of the only things I found with Morgellons, so going back to Morgellons disease, you know, which is in these vaccines, if they switch dimensions, how do we lock it into this dimension? And I came across this about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So Akashic Records, and one or two Melchizedek beings who can split your timeline in two right now. So,
really?
So what we do is split the timeline. So think about this, split the timeline. You go on a path of divine alignment, complete wellness, where all the particles and all the graphene oxide, everything else is out of the body. On the other timeline, all the particles plus the graphene oxide plus everything else, HIV, microproteins, everything, is split out on the timeline. So as time goes on, it separates out of the body. So why do we need to do that? Well, think about this. If it's on a, and it's on a timeline to the sun, of course. So if it's on that timeline, if it switches dimensions, great. But when it comes back, it's still locked on that timeline because it's got now an Akashic record of its own. Right. So it can't get off that timeline. So that was one of the key instruments I was looking for to, you know, to strip it out of the body. And sure. By goodness, it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, amazing. So, amazing.
There's a lot in it.
Yeah. Well, I got the message years ago. I'll tell you two stories. One is from Dolores Cannon. She wrote a book called Keepers of the Garden, where she claimed that the grays, the 4 foot tall grays with the big black eyes, and they have no soul, no tie to God. They're like automatic robots, Christopher, that they are actually us from the future. And I didn't understand her comment until just the earlier this year. There was another comment made by Wernher von Braun, the former Nazi scientist, to the U.S. Air Force in 1947. He was in White Sands, New Mexico, watching these V-2 rockets being shot, tested, that they captured from the Germans. And a UFO showed up from the Greys. And von Braun, when the U.S. military officers asked him what this was, he said that, could you hold on just for a second, Christopher? Just a minute, please. Yeah, anyway, going back to Wernher von Braun, he said that they were us from the future. And I didn't understand it completely until earlier this year, Christopher, and I wanted to mention this to you because I got the message that some of these grays that are showing up here with their 4 foot tall with the big black eyes and everything, they are actually us from the future who started on this program now, the shot program, and continually got the booster shots until they became eventually, they weren't human anymore. Their souls had left their body. No. They were biological controlled, ended up being a slave race to the reptilians who started it. And so I wanted to share that with you and get your comment.
No, I absolutely agree. You know, I agree. I mean, you know, we're going to get, you know, if we keep going with the shots and keep, you know, keeping the soul out, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be some sort of robotic system because you're going to have no soul present in your body to be able to do anything, you know. Right. So, and if the Archons take over the body, then don't know what to tell you, you know. It's going to be crazy.
From what I've been saying too, Christopher, is that as the soul leaves the body, when that soul's gone, there's a lot of Archons and negative entities who want to stay on this planet. And so they can use that body as a host to come on in.
Absolutely. And they'll sit with it because the soul can't get back in the body, you know, because of the light body and the DNA incompatibility, you know. So
yeah,
it's kind of interesting. And people go, oh my God, you know, we're doing a big project. I would like to talk about that in a minute, you know, if I may.
Okay.
But if people have taken the vaccine, I'm seeing a lot of people, oh my God, I wish I'd never taken it, you know. I was crazy. Well, we do have a protocol. It's a 20-week program. If you want to look at the website, it does get rid of it, and it gets rid of Lyme, HIV/AIDS, Agent Orange, and obviously Morgellons as well. You know, we have probably 20, 30 people joining each month, you know, but that's just something that, you know, at least it's something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Morgellons, and again, people say, oh, managed to get rid of it. I've not seen anyone get rid of Lyme disease, Agent Orange, or Morgellons with herbs, because one of the problems is Morgellons will replicate the body, so will Lyme, so will HIV/AIDS. They all gain a function. You know, they've been manufactured. You know, they're trying to, oh, well, HIV has been around forever, and so is Lyme. No, it hasn't.
Right.
It's a pile of nonsense. So, so they gain a function. They've been there to actually make people sick. Now, what they've been doing, the chemtrails, for example, is, you know, again, if you have Morgellons particles chemtrail, it's bound to Borrelia, which is a spirochete to Lyme disease.
Okay.
So what's happening is that you know, when they spray them, they go through your skin. So we've all got Borrelia, which is the stealth pathogen of Lyme disease.
Okay.
But why don't we all get Lyme? And the answer is because you've got to damage the DNA. Now, of course, this damages the DNA, this needly thing. Mm-hmm. But also, agrobacterium, it's in GMO foods and it's in vaccines as well, the old vaccines. Well, I think it's in this one as well, but that also allows the DNA to damage and allow this stuff to replicate. So it's like, you know, a delivery and a trigger. You know, it's very interesting.
Huh.
Kind of crazy, really.
Fascinating. Wow, fascinating. Where do you think this is going to head us? I mean, there's a real split right now happening between those who are ascending, I think, Christopher, and those who aren't. And I don't think the people who've gotten the shots, unless they get help, either from you or other people, they're not going to make it. Personally, I don't see them making it.
No, they're not, you know, and I'm very careful about people I work on because, you know, for example, nurses, there's no, you say, well, I'll strip the vaccine out. Oh, but I've got to get the booster shot for my job. I mean, what's more important, your life or your job? And the answer is, well, to me, you know, I'm not interested in all that stuff. You know, life is more important than anything. But but where is it heading? Well, I think there's a big separation, you know, which is sad, you know, because I don't judge people. Again, you know, I always tell my clients, and this is a really important point, I think, is that, you know, if someone took the vaccine, never shame them, never judge them. It's, you know, my father took it, you know. He said, well, I've been listening to the BBC and The Who. Okay, you know.
The BBC.
That's his. Yeah, the BBC. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Listen, you're seeing
Gates. Yeah. Bill Gates gave him $10 or $15 million each year for the last several years. So they're hijacked. Everything's hijacked. But,
But,
you know. But again, if you go to his perception of reality, that's his perception of looking after humanity from what he knows. And my perception is like, don't take the stuff, but who's right or wrong? There is no right or wrong.
Right.
I think it's right or wrong in your perception. So I always encourage people, you know, don't judge them. I think my personal opinion, we've got to take a step back from this planet and get back to our, you know, sovereign selves. I'm a facilitator to get people back to their sovereign selves, you know. And I don't think there's any solution to this other than the people. You know, it's got to be the people. And I think, you know, it's important that we all stand up and start doing something. Take the local authority to court, take schools to court for this mask, because it's just nonsense, you know. Nanoparticles are 10 to the minus 9 small, you know. If you wear a mask, is it going to go through? Of course it is, you know. Same with viruses. So, you know, it's nuts, you know. It's very interesting. So we've all got to stand up, you know, and just do our part, you know.
What about the psychological effects of these masks on little children as young as 3 and 4 and 5, 6, 7 years old? What kind of psychological damage will these kids have in the future? Will they have permanent lung damage? Will they have permanent brain damage because they weren't able to get enough oxygen? Will their intelligence IQs be dropped? Will they be able to function in society? Will they get autism? Will they have other secondary issues like cancer coming up because of all the lack of oxygen? I mean, on the East Coast, there are cities where the number of skin cancer around the mouth, mouth cancer, throat cancer, all of that has come skyrocketing higher because of these masks on people. Not to mention the suicides from all the lockdowns, especially among young people. I mean, the media doesn't cover any of this.
But it's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. No. Absolutely huge. Yeah.
Well, it's just crazy. I mean, fancy putting a mask on a five-year-old. Think about kids. I mean, you know, I adopted Bella, you know, she's autistic. My wife's daughter, about 3 years ago, she's autistic from vaccine damage.
Oh, no.
And what's interesting is that, you know, she went to school for about a day. We told her, nah, she's not wearing a mask. So they're okay, didn't wear a mask. But she got shedding symptoms, backed up, started, you know, having a period and clotting like you wouldn't believe. Oh, we pulled her out of school because, you know what, I'm not going to expose her to any more nonsense. So we now, you know, have her at home. But certainly, I mean, with autistic kids especially, they need to see your face. They don't see some daft, ridiculous mask, you know. So it's just kind of important, I think, you know. And again, I'm not judging anyone. If they wear a mask, that's okay, but, you know, not on my watch.
Well, many states, like Washington State, where I live, they're mandating the school teachers to get the vaccine. And if they do, then they're going to be exposing the shedding to the little kids, and they're going to get sick.
Exactly.
Some of them could die, too. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, kids are getting sick. You know, everyone's getting sick from shedding, you know. So the shedding, the reason why you got shedding is because, you know, think about it. You know, you release a lot of cells in your body every day, you know, so that thousands and thousands, you shed it, you know. And
right.
So the shedding, and there's also transmissions both. And so the shedding element is the spike protein, the cell, and the HIV microproteins get, you know, you breathe it in, it gets in your body, you're exposed. Mm-hmm. But also there's a transmission element that you get around people. Doesn't have to be the 5G because these things transmit at 5G frequencies.
Right.
And so you're going to get, you know, also a detox element, you know, from if you get within 6 feet of them. So it's kind of crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Tell me about your protocols, roughly, if you wouldn't mind giving an overview, because I know people will have questions on that, Christopher. How can your program help people with the shedding and the vaccines?
Well, shedding is not so bad, you know. If you do some things, we can apply to the body time-space continuum energy. I call it tachy energy. It's not the same as Tesla. It's a bit different. from the ultimate dimension. What it does is it breaks down the molecular structure of the spike proteins. Okay. So if it, you know, if you only got a little bit of shedding, you know, we can tachyonize it and get rid of it. For people who've taken the vaccine and got a lot of shedding, where they're getting really sick, you know, it's then the protocol, the 20-week program. So what does it do? Like I say, split the timeline. And so we separate your timeline. You are on a divine line, complete wellness, where all the stuff is out of your body. On the other timeline, all the stuff, all the, you know, graphene oxide, everything, you know, is split out on the body timeline to the sun. So after 10 weeks, the timeline separate enough. Now, it's no use just doing that, because if it's replicating, it means your DNA is damaged. So what we do then is invoke a DNA change. So how do we do that? Yeah. What we do is we repair the first cell on the body, which is actually in the sacral point. The Melchizedek beans go in, repair all the chromosomes, connect the helix together, and reset the DNA back to the blueprint it should be in the Akashic records. The problem, people say, oh, you know, med beds will be great. Well, if you go to a med bed, you've got no reference point of your DNA for it to actually reset it.
That's true. They will not heal that damage.
No. And well, they don't heal a lot, but, you know, people are getting all excited about it. But what you need to do is go into the Akashic record and get the blueprint from the Akashic records of when you got down here and reset it to that blueprint. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. So that takes about 10 weeks. Because if you think about it, you know, you repair one cell, it then has a knock-on effect. So you have to reinstate it. We have to work on somebody every day for 20 weeks. And it goes out and out and out. The billions of cells you've got in your body, it resets that DNA back to the blueprint.
Oh, nice.
And you'll be a lot more robust. So, you know, it's quite important.
You know, it's interesting. About 3 months ago, the president of Pfizer tried to fly to Israel, which is the most heavily vaccinated country in the world. And they refused him entry because he wouldn't take his own shot.
Well, could you blame him?
I guess not.
Yeah. Listen, I invented it. It's for you guys. It's not for me. My gates are only people, you know.
Are they going to take
a shot? Oh,
right. And then when our fake goofy President Biden, or whatever his name is, mandated that all the federal workers get their shots. What's interesting is it didn't apply to Congress.
Exactly.
They didn't have to take it. No way. But everybody else, you peons can go ahead and take it and die for all we care.
I know, it's ridiculous. He's talking about the holidays coming up. I mentioned something about the holidays and, you know, saying, well, you should take your vaccine because it's a good thing to do over holidays. Why? Do you want to die over Christmas? Nah, we're not doing that. Actually, you know, it's interesting. I think, you know, you speak some sort of unusual light language, you know. Bless his heart.
Yeah,
right. You know, it's what I call blah, blah, blah. So bless his heart. Very interesting, though, because if you look at this whole nation, I mean, I love being here. Uh-huh. But I'm finding a lot of my clients, we work on 80,000 people a week-ish, you know, give
really?
Or take.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. One-to-one sessions, specialized groups, and then, well, we do 3 times a week generic groups. And
Christopher, you must be a little busy.
Oh, it's nuts, you know. So it's nuts, honestly. I don't know, I do it sometimes, but... But it's interesting because, you know, everyone's coming back. Well, you know, my mum won't see me. She never wants to see me ever again if I don't take the vaccine. Oh, okay. So my answer would be, well, if your love's that fickle, I'll love you, bye-bye, you know, we're done, you know.
Yeah.
You know, my father, you know, shamed me. You know, he said, well, you know, you don't believe vaccines. I believe in the WHO and the BBC. Oh, okay. So, you know.
I thought you were talking about the WHO, the rock band. Not the World Health Organization, and I kept thinking, well, he's following the WHO. I mean, now I know what you're talking about.
Actually, no, I follow the WHO. I don't follow that WHO. I follow the WHO, the rock band, because they're much more sensible than these nonsense. But that's why, you know, when I deal with stuff, people say, well, you don't know, you just do healing. Well, I do know, because I've been working with this stuff for 14 to 15 years, and it's interesting. I remember a case where there was 6 nuns, yeah, and they upset the Vatican. So what happened is they sent a drone. Now, this is nanotechnology. Sent a drone, dusted them with nanotechnology, and they all got sick with different things.
Oh, really?
So this is another thing that people don't realize. A nanosphere, you can put up to 96 viruses in a nanosphere. So it's like having a sphere. You drill holes in it, you know, you've got a trigger point in the center, which is always gold. and you load it with 965s, put a cover on it, and then, you know, it goes in the body and it's sitting there dormant until you fire the 5G. Now, they used to do it with satellite frequencies. DARPA created all this stuff, as you know. But so what happens is you can put an individual frequency and release different, you know, viruses in the body. So all these nuns got sick. And so, again, the work, the industrial toxicologist I was talking about, she actually went to court and they won against the Vatican for, you know, trying to poison, because you could prove, A, the frequencies, B, the nanotechnology and everything else. So, you know, people say, do you know anything about this? Well, you know, I've been working with it a lot, you know, and although I don't have a virology degree or whatever, it's not about that. It's about understanding how this stuff works. And this woman working with it for 40 years, she's a genius, absolute genius.
Wow, interesting. Well, one thing I like, there's a lot of very creative and very intelligent people here on this planet, including yourself with a good heart, Christopher. I know we're going to find a way out of this mess somehow. You know, this is what they're using is I think the shots represent nanobots and Morgellons and AI. They represent alien technology used upon us to try to control us and ultimately reduce our population to a slave race. That's what I've seen happening. The whole thing's a scam. It's a product of mind control, and it's refreshing to talk to you. Go ahead.
There's another thing that's really important as well is that, you know, think about this. Why does Gates want to block out the sun? You know, so
yeah, right.
And people think, oh, we're ascending, everything else. There's got to be a collective ascension. So right. What does that mean? Well, you've got reptilians over the planet, anarchy, draconians, whatever.
Right.
A lot of them. More than we have with us. So the collective consciousness of this planet includes them. So so we need to separate them or do something with them to get them off the planet, because otherwise, if you take care of the deep state, they're hybrids. They're reptilian hybrids. So they're just puppets, you know.
Right.
The big guys are underneath, you know. So
how
do we take care of this? And the answer is because what they want to do is reduce the oxygen so these reptilians can come up from beneath above, because they can't breathe the same oxygen as, and that's one of the reasons why they want to, you know, do all this crazy stuff. So we have a pyramid project, and the pyramid project is this: it's going to be, we're building off planet pyramids. Might sound a bit outside the box, but that's okay.
Off planet,
and we're building three of them. Okay. Off planet pyramids.
Okay.
They're Stargate pyramids. So what we're doing is we're at the right time. We're going to get the land. We're going to put them in a golden curve. So the smallest one, medium, big. The biggest one is almost 1,000 feet tall, made of Moldavite. And that'll go on the ley line. It'll flush out all the satanic, you know, symbology and everything else on these ley lines. So what it'll do is help raise the vibration, because the reptilians won't be able to then stay on this planet. They'll have to leave. Right. And that's obviously their choice. So gets over karma, everything else. So that's what we're working on at the moment. That's going to really help. It's hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, it's being created. You know, it's I'm nothing to do with the money. The bankers and guys who are producing it, they're creating the money. And that'll really help humanity, because it's going to accelerate the, you know, the planet and really help heal it, you know.
Interesting. Well, how can I help you on that? Is there something I can do? Prayers, meditation? I mean, what...
Well, just hold the space, you know, because I think it's one of the key instruments. You know, at the moment, we need to get to 8.7% collective awake. And I'm not talking about just, oh, I think there's something going on. I'm talking about really up there, you know, where the vibration's really high. We're actually just over 2.4 at the moment, so we're nowhere near percent of the whole planet, you know, including reptiles, everything.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, it'll happen when it's happened. Just keep it and hold the space for it if you can.
Right.
Everybody else as well.
Okay, that's good.
Because it'll really help.
That's good advice, yeah. What do you, I've been told that we're supposed to shift into the fifth dimension by 2025, but it's not going to be all at once, Christopher. It's going to be different pockets of the planet. Mount Shasta, I think, is going to be the first one, then Sedona. Japan as a country is supposed to shift later this year into 5D. I don't think that the negative, I mean, this sounds, what they're doing is bad right now, but I don't think they can stop it. They'll end up killing a lot of people, but you know, that's the worst case is that, but it's too bad, you know, but this is a free will planet. So people have to make the right choices. And if they don't, they're not going to make it.
Well, that's the thing. And you know, you're right. I mean, you know, it's their life journey. If you take the vaccine, that's your choice. I mean, I don't shame people. You know, if you want right. them to terminate your life early, that's okay. You know, and I really do think a lot of people are going to really suffer. You know, within 3-4 years, you know, this stuff's really crazy. But you know, like I say, there are ways of getting out of it. If you're awake, and if you're not, then you know, it's your life journey.
Right.
You know,
right.
there's no death anyway. You go back to God, and you have champagne and. I did the lifetime, yeah.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. But,
yeah.
But I love it, you know. But for the people who haven't taken the vaccine and everything else, I want to really encourage people, you know, you've got to take a step back from this matrix because people, oh, my God, and, you know, what's going on? Well, switch all the news off. It's just nonsense, you know. Don't even think about it. Just stay in your space with people around you who hold the space for you and love you. You know, instead of people projecting like, oh, God, you're nuts. I mean, how many times have I heard, people say I'm nuts. Well, I view it as a compliment. You know, I think, yeah, I'm nuts. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
I am nuts. Funny. But actually, we're all normal. Everyone else out there is nuts. Taking this nonsense.
Yeah, craziness.
I think you've really got to. Oh yeah, it's all relative. Yeah. It depends again on perspective. You know.
Right. Absolutely.
But yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
That's absolutely right.
What would you advise people out there? Let's say they're suffering. Let's say they're very ill from taking the shot. What would you advise them to do? Are there some simple home remedies you might recommend?
From the shot, there's not. You know, that's the problem. I mean, people said, "Oh, drink this pine needle tea and that." You know, they might help the spike protein and try and break those down, but it won't touch the nanobots. I mean, I've been working with nanobots. The only thing I could find that actually breaks the molecular structure is that tachyon energy or the space-time continuum, or, you know, now the protocol will strip them out. But, you know, I'd advise them, you know, if you want to get better and get it out of your body completely, but also if you get it out of your body, of course, if you're taking it, it's damaged your DNA. So you've got to reset that back to, oh, the blueprint in the Akashic record. So that's one of the key instruments, I think, that, you know, people are missing, you know. And they're hoping for med beds or something else. It's not going to work, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
sure, right.
So if they want help, I mean, come on, you know, we do. If people haven't got any money, we do 3 times a week. Ted, we do Monday morning 9 o'clock, Thursday 5 p.m., and Saturday 11 a.m. We work on everybody for an hour. We do a lot of things. We apply tachyon energy. We've got spirochetes and nanotech, and it's by donation. And I always tell people, look, I mean, I've been broke in my life, you know, like semi-homeless. I've lived out of a Volkswagen Polo. And it wasn't very pleasant, but it taught me a lot about stuff. And I always tell them, look, if you've got no money, please never shame yourself. Just come on them because that's what they're there for, you know?
Right.
It's really important. We want to heal as many people as possible.
That's nice. That's nice. Could you give us your website where people could join your group?
Yeah, sure. It's if you go to globalenlightenmentproject.com, that's globalenlightenmentproject.com.
All right. Okay.
And all the information's there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Global Enlightenment Project.com. Okay.
.com. Yeah.
Great. 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 Have you been threatened at all for your work? Been harassed? Blocked credit? Blocked by name?
Yeah, without the F. Oh, yeah. I mean, have a look at this. What's that? Well, I got dusted with a bioweapon 5 years ago.
Oh, no.
At one of the expos, and I got really sick, and so I could hardly breathe. So I worked on myself, got myself better, but then the bacteria they put in, which is called tumularia, again, we did a complete complete toxicology check of the body, and I had 3 agents in it. One was a binding agent, one was a delivery, which is a solvent, banned after 1960 because it was so good. And the other one is tumularia, which is a bacteria one step down from anthrax. So anyway, it didn't kill me. It's just kind of collected now. I've got to work on that still. It's getting smaller.
Oh, wow, my friend.
But you know, people don't realize that these bioweapons and things exist. All I have to do is just spray it and the stuff sinks through the skin and, you know, it affects you. And, I'm helping a lot of people with that because if you're out there, of course, they're not going to be happy.
Right. Right.
They're going to get a little bit cantankerous, as they say. but again, if you have, Ted, if you had absolute faith, you know that nothing's going to touch you. And this didn't, you know, and it would have killed most people. So it's what it is, you know. I don't worry about it anymore. As long as I'm here, I'm going to help humanity.
Let me share with you a spiritual prayer that I've been using for people that has helped. I've learned it from my friends in the Hollow Earth, and it goes something like this. You count down from 10 to 1. You say the number 10, breathe in and out, 9, breathe in and out, all the way down to 1. Then you say, I command Supreme Creator, and I command Supreme Creation to heal me from the negative effects of the shedding and or the shot. And I am now completely healed, and I know what to be true. And then snap your fingers. That has helped a lot of people, that simple little prayer. So,
and you know what I love, Ted, is the command bit, because people, all our prayers, I'm accused that prayers. I was born up as accused that being five of us here. And all the prayers, I command you, God, which I always define as God, Goddess, Prime, Creator of all others. So, for example, one, may I share one with you for shedding? Because it's,
yes,
really good.
Of course, please do.
So, the one for shedding is it's called it's on the website, 27 Esoteric Merkabah Field Prayer. So I always tell people, ground yourself first. So it goes like this. I am of God. I ground myself to the earth. Dear God, I command you create a 27 Esoteric Merkabah Fields around me with my sacral point in the center of the Merkabah Fields to protect me from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for my highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. So people have said, well, why do you have all space-time continuum? Well, it's important to do kind of interdimensional prayer so you stop all the beings in different time spaces from affecting you. So it's a pretty powerful prayer, you know, and it really helps with shedding. If you do that, the virologist who's, who's really up there with this, you know, on this game, she said, I'm going to try this prayer. I'm going to go out. And she's in California. So she went out, went all over the place, 3 days, shedding everything, said the prayer once an hour, everything else, nothing, no shedding at all. And yet people I know have been out and they've got, you know, kind of sick and, you know, clotting in the womb and different things going on. So, sure. So we've tested it. It really helps, you know.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, we're all powerful spiritual beings. And if we tie into the God within us, it can help us. It really can help us, Christopher. And I can't thank you.
I agree. You know, well, I always tell people, look, God's got your back, you know, and mm-hmm. whatever you define God as, I, like I said, Prime Creator, God, Goddess, Prime Creator of all it is, or, you know, yeah. Who knows, but whatever you think God is, you know, if you know God's got your back, I mean, I'm living proof of that, you know, before I went bankrupt in 2007, you know, I understood God, everything else. But when I went bankrupt and, you know, I opened this ministry, I realized that God does really have your back once you really surrender. Mm-hmm. And it's the most difficult thing for people to surrender. So, oh, yeah, you just don't have to worry about anything. So it's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. I want to tell you a fun story. I was at Mount Shasta yesterday, and I took a couple of people up to this portal into the Hollow Earth. And we did prayers for healing. And as a result of that, Adama came in, the high priest of Telos in the Hollow Earth. And one lady's eyesight was completely healed, restored to 20/20 normal vision. A second lady, she'd had pain in her left hand for many years working on a farm. And it was completely healed, pain gone. Third lady had hearing loss in her right ear, completely restored after about 20, 25 minutes. Again, a prayer is...
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it was wonderful going into the inner earth, so... And asking, being for help. So, and I think it can help, like your prayer can, with the shedding and the vaccines too. So,
well, it's just praying to, you know, the higher powers to come in. You know, I mean, star seeds. You know, it's interesting. You know, star seeds are down here, and there's a lot of star seed people. You know, people with gifts and everything else. But of course, they know the star seeds are coming: Palladium, Arcturian, Sumerian, Lantarian, Lumerian, whatever you are, Andromedan. You know, whatever you are, it's really important. You know, we're here to pull from the ethers down here to really help humanity. And the problem is when people get hijacked, of course, they're not in the space to be able to do anything. So I think that's, you know, I see so many star seeds. Well, you know, I've never belonged here, but I don't know what my purpose is. Just being here, you know, doing prayer work is a purpose in itself. You know, it's right. It's amazing.
Right.
It's beautiful, Ted.
Yeah. Thank you, Christopher. I believe fully in the power of prayer and asking the higher spirits to help. Where do you live, by the way? Where are you broadcasting from today?
Missouri. Yay.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, Missouri. Yeah. Just outside. Well, I'm in Branson here, but the ministry building is actually Hollister, which is just like half a mile outside Branson.
Okay.
Branson, Missouri.
Okay.
So I love it around here because it's so rural. There's so many trees and things. It's just beautiful because, you know, trees actually, you know, if you feel a little angsty some days, if you go and sit amongst the trees, you can feel it just, they just take on the energy and absorb it and it's disappeared. Right. It's beautiful.
Right. Right. That's great. That's right. Is that in the Ozarks?
Yeah, it's in the Ozarks. Yeah.
Okay. Very nice area.
I love it. I love it. Honestly, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Tell me, what's the consciousness of people there like? Are they open to your ideas? To are they brainwashed? I guess you get a mixed bag.
there's a lot of people. The problem you've got is it's the Bible Belt. So you've got sort of Baptist people go to church, everything else. And there's people who go to church, of course, just to meet people, but don't believe in it all. And they say, well, I'm the black sheep of the church. But there are a number of people who are waking up around here, but the majority are you know, sort of Southern Baptists go, I'm not shaming them or anything, but, you know, a lot of religions have been hijacked, as you know. And, you know, one of the things I have a hard time with is this new covenant and doing communion, because, you know, again, and people might not like this, but I'm going to say it anyway if I may, that drinking the blood of Jesus and eating his flesh is kind of not very good. And they said, why do you do that? Because of the new covenant between Jesus and God. So have a look at the new covenant. Look at the website. It goes back to satanic ritualistic things to do with the Rome and the Vatican. You know, if you do your research, you'll realize you're engaging in a satanic ritual every Sunday. So, again, my advice is don't do it, but it's up to you, you know.
Right, yeah, I agree.
You know, there's a lot of it. You know, we all know what's happening with different religions. And, you know, to me, it's just only one prime creator, you know.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I think that organized religion was hijacked many years ago by the negatives to lead us on a wrong
path. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same with the government, same with everything. You know, it's crazy.
Right. Well, what do you think is going to happen the rest of the year and the next year? Just curious to see what your do you do any time travel? Do you look into the future? Kind of fun to ask a question about that.
I look at the generic. You know, one thing that's interesting, actually, Ted, is that I've seen time travelers come back and say, "Oh, you know, the world's finished. You know, and the Rothschilds and, you know, Amazon, everything's taken over." And, you know, my answer is, well, we all have infinite timelines, and so does humanity as a collective. So I've looked on the timelines right now, and I think it's okay. It's going to change around because I think there's enough people doing enough work, you know, even prayer work, you know, because prayers are maps of intent. You know, you set the intent to let's make it better. Right. And I think there's a lot of exposure. They weren't expecting all this exposure. One thing that might help as well is, if anyone's interested, is we have a ceremony on the 23rd of this month. And we do it every 9 weeks now. And what it is we call out all the big tech and all the big companies and satanic ritualistic people and all the families. And, you know, what we do is call them out, Masonic Lodge, Bohemian Grove, everything. We call all it out and we identify it and then bring it before God for justice and release it to God with unconditional forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So that's setting the intent of each faction, like Big Pharma, everything. Wow. And then what we do is create a God ritual where we reinstate it every day for the next 9 weeks. And so it happens on 3 p.m. Central Time every single day. We had over 4,000 people last time live. So if anyone wants to join, you know, we put it on YouTube. We did it on Zoom. So, you know, as many people as could help, it's free to join. It's, you know, it's just about getting as many people together to, you know, create that map of intent and put the power behind it. So.
Wonderful, wonderful. Christopher, how do you do? Do you go to your website and then look it up from there, or?
Yeah, it's on the website. It's called the ceremony, the divine ceremony.
Okay.
So you can join, you know, just join and, you know, that would be wonderful.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, it's been so much fun talking to you today, Christopher. You know, the old time goes by really fast. So anyway.
It does, actually. Oh, bless you, Ted. Well, thank you for having me. It's been absolutely wonderful. I know you're busy, and thanks for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Bless you. It's good.
And I hope I've really helped people.
I think you have. You know, I'm always try to be positive. There's a lot of doom and gloom out there, but we've got, you know, 3 to 5 minutes left. What would you like? I'd love to have you wrap up here, maybe summarize what you talked about today.
Yeah, so you know, again, don't worry about the nanotechnology. We have solutions. You know, I want to really encourage people to really get back to that sovereign place, get that inner strength. The good thing about it, I think, this is it's getting people to a place where they're really taking back their power and setting boundaries. And it goes within families, because it used to be, you know, people get separated by politics, religion, blah, blah, blah. Right. Now it's bled into families, and you have to be really then have this inner strength to be able to set boundaries. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mom, you know, if you don't want to see me again, you know, yeah, to be honest, if your love's that fickle, it's okay, you know.
And
get back to your sovereign self and stay amongst people who love you, because I see a lot of projection at the moment, like, you know, people, wow, you haven't got to wear a mask, you haven't taken your vaccine, well, whatever, you know, it's okay. You just have to take a step back from that and just love people for who they are. I never judge people. One thing about me is I never judge anybody.
Sure.
Because, you know, right. I take the Jesus approach. I loved his teachings. I'm not a Christian, but it was no judgment. And but you do have to have boundaries, of course, you know, and I think you can love people at a distance, you know.
Right. That's so true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've also got an affirmation, if I may. Is that okay?
Sure, please share it. That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
So it goes a bit like this. It says, I am divine love and wisdom, and I am worthy of all the abundance God has in store for me, full stop. There is no doubt.
Nice. Isn't that nice? That's a beautiful one. I'm going to write that down. That's great. I am, I am divine wisdom.
I am divine love and wisdom.
Love and wisdom. Okay.
And I am worthy of all the abundance.
Okay.
God has in store for me, full stop, there is no doubt.
Nice. That's beautiful.
It's funny because full stop has a more profound effect than period. If you say period, it doesn't feel the same. But if you say full stop, you know, it's kind of, it's set in the anchor. Beautiful.
Nice. Okay. Great, Christopher. Well, my friend, thank you so much for all your beautiful work. Could you give out your website one more time, please, so people could
look? Yeah, sure. Just come to us, globalenlightenmentproject.com, and, you know, come for healings if you want to. You know, okay. We don't push anybody for anything. I want people to want it, but we've got a lot of things there, you know, meditations to really help with. We bought a new immune system meditation out, which is brilliant because it releases emotion with the immune, and it works on the thymus, spleen, bone marrow, you know, everything to do with immune, adrenals, everything else. So that's really helping people as well, you know. So there's a lot of instruments there to help.
Great, great, Christopher. Well, thank you again, my friend, for coming on. Love to have you on again.
Oh, thanks, Ted.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd love to do it.
Okay.
Bless you, Ted. I hope you enjoy yourself down there. Bless you. Sedona and Manchester.
Go. Having a great time. All right, my friend. You take care, Chris.
God bless.
All right. God bless.
Thanks. Bless you.
Bye-bye. Cheers.
Wasn't he great? I really enjoyed talking to Dr. Macklin. He was a great guy, and I really enjoyed him. He's got quite a story to tell, how he ended up doing his healing. At one point, I think he was homeless, living out of his car, had some rough times, and then turned to the Supreme Being, God, if you will, for help. And God came through, and she did help him. So he's an amazing man, full of love and light. And I really liked his prayer at the end, too. Let's all say it, if you don't mind. I am divine love and light, and I'm worthy of God's divine love and abundance, full stop. And I know I'll be helped. Isn't that lovely? Just a lovely prayer. There's another prayer too I'd like to reiterate today, and it's a prayer for shedding. If you've been experiencing shedding, or if you've taken a shot and like a healing, it's a simple prayer. You count down from 10 to 1, and I'll say it with you now. If you like, you say the number 10, then breathe in and out, 9, breathe in and out, 8, breathe in and out, all the way down to 1, then snap your fingers, and you say, I command the Supreme Creator, and I command the Supreme Creation to heal me completely from the effects of the shedding and the shot. And I am now completely healed, and I know it to be true. Then snap your fingers, like that. It's a very simple prayer. It's been very effective with many people I know. I've been sharing it with. And I also have a complete remedies sheet, too, that's for free. If you're interested, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send it to you. There's no charge. I'm happy to help people out. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported show. And so any contributions would be really appreciated. Just go to my BBS website, or you can go to my radio website at outofthisworldradio.net, and anything you'd like to contribute is always really appreciated. I talked about these this on my earlier show this morning, but I will be going back to Sedona at the end of March to help them with their getting together a new library. And if you have any books you'd like to contribute, or if you'd like to contribute like any blankets, anything woolen, wool clothes, wool sweaters, you know, anything, that jackets that I like to help them keep warm for the elderly, especially, just send them to me, or send me an email. I can tell you where to send them to. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call or text me at 509-750-9793. And 100% of all donations go right to the Hopi to help them. Also, if you have books you'd like to donate, just let me know. I'm happy to bring them down. I'll be putting together a library at the end of March. And also, too, I'll be planning on spending a week at that time, perhaps at the early April, a week investigate the vortexes and the different areas in Sedona, which is about 2.5 hours away from the Hopi Reservation. In Sedona, I was there last week, and several of us went into various vortexes there. And one of my friends there on the trip, James, went time traveling to the beginning of when this planet was created. So it was an amazing trip, and I'll be taking you there as well as other vortexes as well. There's a lot of wonderful Native American energy in the Sedona area. It's a very spiritual place. It's a very beautiful place too. There's Bell Rock, Cathedral Rock, lots of canyons, a lot of beautiful places there. We'll be camping for the week, and the cost is just $200 per person. If you're interested, just send me an email to me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. This December, I'm planning going back to Peru. And if you'd like more information about that, just send me an email again to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Then in the middle of January of 2022, I'll be going down to Mexico to visit spiritual sites at Teotihuacan, the Pyramid of the Moon and Pyramid of the Sun in Mexico City, as well as be setting up a meeting with Jaime Musan, who's the famous director of the Anthropological Museum in Mexico City. From there, we'll be going into the Yucatan Peninsula to some beautiful places, Carmen del Sol, Del Playa, Tulum, and Cancun. I also have lined up a Mayan shaman to show us some very spiritual and beautiful places around the Yucatan Peninsula. It's a gorgeous area, very, very spiritual spot. And the cost is just $497 per person. If you'd like to go, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I want to let everyone know that I'll be having my, I guess it'd be my 8th annual Galactic Wisdom Conference during the second weekend in March of next year. Let me get the exact dates for you. Oh, let me see here. Well, it's the second weekend. Oh, here we go. Second weekend in March. Right now it'll be by Zoom, but we also have a physical location as well. I'm fully expecting the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, to be in jail and perhaps gone by then. I don't believe he was Dominion voting systems here in Washington state. And as you know, they're all corrupt. Then I don't think he won the election. I think he'll be out of office by then. And many of the restrictions that we have now will be simply gone, and we'll be back to a normal society. So anyway, that's the second weekend in March. And if you can come, that would be wonderful. And then next year I'll be going back to Mount Shasta at the end of June 2022, and I'll be going twice in August of 2022. And if you'd like to go, please let me know. It's a place where many miracle healings occur. As I explained this morning on my other show, there was a lady there who had her eyesight totally restored to 20/20 vision while we were meditating up in the mountain, along with another lady who'd had arthritis healed in her left hand she'd had for many years. And a third person had her hearing restored in her left ear that she had lost many years ago. So all of us went into Telos. There's healing chambers in Telos. We've all visited with the Dhamma. Some of us met my captain, my Admiral Halosaurus of the Pleiadian Command. The Pleiadians now have 2.5 million ships circling the planet. If you look carefully up in the sky, you can usually see them. The Pleiadian mothership actually is a rectangular-shaped object, has a big bright white light in the middle. It actually houses 5,000 people. There are humans just like us, except they're in a higher dimension. And they all love us and care about us deeply. And I want to let you know that they're here to help us through this ascension. And if you want to contact them, put your hand over your heart, bow your head slightly, and send them lots of love and light. They appreciate your help so much. They appreciate you so much. And they want us to go to ascend. There's no reason for us to be fighting and full of conflict anymore. We're meant to create a much better and happier planet. And humans now living on this planet aren't meant to be in fear all the time, like the media has done to us, and our various governors and so-called leaders have made us very fearful over the last year and a half. We're meant to be free. We're meant to enjoy life. We're meant to laugh. We're meant to be happy. And that's something that they don't want us to do. So if you're getting bullied at work, in your school, or in your public or private employment, to take the shot, absolutely refuse. Because if you do take it, believe me, you probably won't live very long. And if you do live, you'll later regret it. There are methods to heal yourself from it. And if you like, I can be happy to send you an inexpensive remedy sheet. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I started this radio show 8 years ago with the purpose of helping people through the ascension and raising consciousness to create a better planet. And I want to thank everyone so much for all their beautiful support. I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier planet. And I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support today. I know that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. The cabal, the negatives, only have a very short window of opportunity now to try to stop our ascension. That's why they're pushing the shot so furiously, but it's not going to work. And if you're faced with getting fired or quitting your job, don't quit your job. Let them fire you, because in most instances, I've talked to different attorneys, they don't have the legal grounds to fire you. And so you can maintain a wrongful employment action and sue them successfully sue them for damages if they do fire you. With that, I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy weekend. Again, thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to see you all next weekend. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.